You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
You know what time it is. It's 2 p.m. It's me, your host, Daniel, here with episode number 32. Didn't have one last week. It was a holiday, and, you know, I like to do it live. Building was closed, so couldn't do it live, so no show. Sorry about that. I feel like Bill O'Reilly, you know, like, we'll do it live. I hope that doesn't date me. I'm way after that time, but I just, for some reason, that cultural moment lives rent-free in my mind. It's just so potent. We'll do it live. Okay, got a great show for you today. Got some great tracks. First one I'll be playing here, one of my favorite bands of all time, which is unfortunately dwindling, losing member after member. The band is a German group. They go by the name Can. And this record that I'm going to play for you and play one of the tracks from it, it's a bit of a jam. It's from a live album that just recently got released. Can, Live in Paris, 1973. It's part of a series that's been coming out recently. Got like Live in Aston, 77. What's the other one? Live in Cuxhaven, 78. This one here has got Damo on the vocals. And if you're a Can fan, you know that we unfortunately lost Damo this year. Rest in peace. What a legend. But this one here, classic Can lineup. Got Yaki Liebezeit on the drums, Holger Czuski on the bass, Michael Caroli on the guitar, Ermin Schmidt, who is one of two remaining Can members still living. Power to Ermin Schmidt. The other one, Malcolm Mooney, their first vocalist, who was on some of the tracks on soundtracks and on Monster Movie. But I know you don't want a history of the band, you just want to hear the music. So, going to be playing the closer from this live album here, Paris 73 Fünf, or Paris 73 5.
Thank you.
And like that, one of the greatest jam bands of all time, cut off right there. Again, Can, 1973, that was Paris 73 Fumpf. Definitely one of the best jam bands of all time. I mean, their best album, in my opinion, 1971's Tag Omega, is entirely a jam from what I know. It's kind of made in the same way that Miles Davis did Bitches Brew, which was a long extended jams, and then later on go through and cut out the parts they like. For those in the know, that last one, obviously, like a 14-minute jam version of Vitamin C off their 1973 record, Ege Bimyasi. Fantastic. I just wish it kept going, but I guess like the bootleg, like recorder, or whatever they were using just chops off right there. So that's all we have from that record. Going to be switching it up, going to be playing some house music, some French house, some Canadian French house. Not French-Canadian house, it's Canadian, French house. This is an artist here that I found on our playlist. They go by the name Showtime, but it's 5 How Tim 3, so Showtime, but with the numbers, if you want to check this record out. It's called Stained. Got two of my favorite tracks off it. The first one I'm going to be playing, Let 'Em Dance, and then I'm going to be going straight into the second one, Mississippi Typewriter. We'll be right back. Music Waste is celebrating its 30th year as Vancouver's premier DIY festival, bringing you over 70 bands and dozens of local artists to all your favorite venues since 1994. Music Waste will run the weekend of June 6th to 9th, side by side with Art Waste. With a theme of trash, Art Waste is set to be filled with superb pieces of 2D, 3D, and video art from local artists. Check out the lineup for Music Waste and buy a pass or individual tickets today on musicwaste.ca. Yeah, definitely check that out. I know you just heard me there announcing Music Waste, and now here I am again. I think I'm going to go. I really want to catch Free Play Angel. Still an artist I haven't seen. Heard him right there in that PSA. Going to be keeping it electronic, but throwing it across the pond, going across the Atlantic here. Going to be going off to the United Kingdom. Got an artist here, Igloo Ghost, who I've had the pleasure of seeing live. I'm very lucky to have seen them live. He came, I believe, 2022? Yeah, early 2022 with Baby opening, and he came with a violinist named Vivek who was playing live violin alongside his electronic music and like putting it through a bunch of pedals. Fantastic show. Had a great time. Although I did get a bit too rowdy in the mosh, jumped up, landed awkwardly, did tear a bit of my ankle off, like the bone, but I was able to make it home just because of that liquid confidence, liquid courage. But when I got home, oh boy, was I in pain, and that next day. But the show was definitely worth it. Had some tracks here. I think I'm just going to play one today off his new album, Title Memory XO. Just came out May 10th. This track here, Spawn 01, is featuring Cyst. Vocals kind of sound like Baby, but I'm assuming it's Cyst. But I've never really heard of this artist, and I can't really find too much about them. So maybe you can let me know. But I'll just jump right into the track here, Spawn 01, featuring Cyst by Igloo Ghost.
Surface.